Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, I was really excited about the potential of doing the show drug-free today, and I almost made it. I went drug-free last night. When I say drug-free, I'm talking about the Vicks family of products known as NyQuil, DayQuil, which
owned by
alleviates
Procter
my
and
symptoms.
Yeah.
Owned by P&G. Okay, right. That's fine. Unfortunately, sitting in the chair as I was speaking with my wife, and what came out was, I dove into the DayQuil. I am hoping,
yeah,
against hope, that will be the last. And I think you can tell I sound better.
You do.
Today. That will be the last. As much as I revere those that family of products, I like to limit my intake. And so I'm hoping that the last swig, the last little Dixie cup of DayQuil, that's the last one that I will take for the this cold. And I would qualify that then as a minor head cold as opposed to some of the griblies that are going on. And Rob informed me right before the show that perhaps he is dealing with something
just a little
as
touch
well.
In the throat. I think it can turn still. I think it can turn. But yeah,
Rob, Josh, one of the things you'll know about Rob is that Rob will attribute everything to allergies.
Did I say the word?
But that's what you would like to say, because
no,
you have said that for
nothing,
30 years.
It has nothing to do with it, because it's 10 degrees outside. There's nothing living to make you sneeze.
But okay, that's part of the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, is the allergies are horrible.
The allergies are horrible. Yeah. It's different down in Florida because it's different seasonally. You never know when you're going
Do you have a lot of white pines down there? I'm trying to think, because it's a fast-growing, almost like a brush-style tree, and they're really bad for pollen.
Well, we have what are called, I call them scrub pines, and they're ugly, and it's interesting.
I don't want no scrubs.
Scrub pines have an ability to, even though they're tiny little needles,
yeah,
they have an ability to hit a golf ball and knock it in a completely opposite direction of where you want it to go.
Do you feel that they are too soft, that they should not have that power?
I don't like scrub pines. I think they're ugly. And my idea of pine trees are like out in the Pacific Northwest. When you go to Montana and Idaho and that beautiful part of the world where the pines are just majestic.
It was like Monty Python sang not so long ago, the mighty Scotch pine.
Scotch pines.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Great Christmas tree. Great Christmas tree, the Scotch pine.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. If this is the kind of radio and podcasting you are craving, then welcome. How about that? I think that's some of the most stimulating conversation you will ever hear.
Yeah, I think we probably should end the show now.
You know what I want to start with today?
What's that?
I want to start with how the internets makes our brain mush. I never know really what the algorithms are doing to me online. I know that I go between blocking ads and not blocking ads. I go because sometimes they slow my computer down. Mm-hmm. I can hop on a website usually a news and information website where I am simply trying to get the story that I was clicking on, and I am inundated with 16 different types of ads that are popping up everywhere. And then I go to my ad blocker, and my ad blocker doesn't allow me to use a particular web. It's just it can be
what
a little much.
What are your targeted ads? Are they all watches?
A lot of them are watches. Yeah.
Yeah, I get, you know what? Just one purchase, and I am littered with hats. I got hats everywhere. Never
well,
buy a hat.
You never know. You never know. Yes.
I've been doing a bunch of research for our two things we're announcing in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
That's
yes.
all my ads now.
Really?
100%.
And remember,
coffee?
Mike. Stop it.
No,
the best, Mike.
That's not it.
The best targeted ad ever is remember. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, let's.
Right. The best targeted ad, Josh, is when I had to have, I was having low blood cells. I was actually having low hemoglobin and my
low
blood was,
cells? Like yeah. you had little blood in your body?
No. My blood counts were off because of
oh, your
all
blood
this,
count.
My counts, yeah, the cells and the counts.
What is so, the? How does that work? I don't know anything about blood.
You give blood and they check it and they want to make sure. If I didn't have enough white blood cells, because well,
isn't
of,
that a letter that they give it like a low something letter count? Or
I think so.
Like
it was some time ago. I don't remember. I remember okay. the counts were not
like
good.
Low. You have low T, right?
Yeah, no T. I bought my kids online. You should have seen the targeted ads for that. Horrible.
Low T.
But when I was doing all that research for, you know, the bad liver, I got a targeted ad for stage blood, like gallons of stage blood that you would use in a play because I was talking about blood. And so they said, well, this idiot wants to buy stage blood. And I got targeted ads for – and that led to breakaway bottles and knives that go into their hand. It was all stagecraft. Based on the fact that I nearly drank myself to death.
I don't know what this says about me, but as far as Saturday Night Live, when they, and I know you guys are doing a special on the special.
Yes.
Just discussing the nostalgia of SNL, and Rob's a connoisseur of it. I just, the Monty Python style British humor of graphic beheadings and arms being ripped off. It has always made me. Julia Child's sketch with Dan Aykroyd on Saturday Night Live where they use the stage blood.
Yeah.
The movie features that a little bit where they show the behind the scenes mm-hmm. of that. I realized that in the history of Saturday Night Live, they continued to do that graphic like beheadings and things like that. That would, it just makes me unhinge my jaw.
I love when people throw up.
Throwing up is funny. The greatest, I can tell you the greatest throw-up scene of all time. Do you know what it is? There's not even a close second.
From Meaning of Life?
Meaning of Life.
Yeah.
Absolutely going away. If you would like to go online and look up Mr. Creosote.
Creosote, that's
look
it.
Up Mr. Creosote, and it is the greatest vomiting segment
oh,
of
but
any movie.
It's so much more than that.
Followed probably... Next in line would be Stand By Me with the blueberry pie.
That's
pretty close to it.
And
that's
a
pretty
Exorcist
good one.
And The Exorcist is not bad.
Well, The Exorcist is
not. See, here's what's funny, Josh. I don't know if you've ever seen
from
it.
From a volume standpoint.
No. The Exorcist is not played for laughs, whereas other vomit scenes oftentimes are. This one is very serious.
I think The Exorcist set the tone for marketing Hollywood horror films for decades because there was so much controversy. And then the next one that came along where I was very aware of the Hollywood machine was Scarface, where do you remember the massive deal they made about we can't give this a rating, this is so graphically
All
violent
that
we can't, and that
so
just
manufactured
because it just serves to get people up into a frenzy of this. But I got way off track when I was talking about the internet.
Oh, sorry.
I believe that the internet has turned many of our brains to pure jelly because now I will see something pop up on my feed and I won't even process it as when it was or when it took place. A video pops up. Now it's not the one I'm going to play for you because the one I'm going to play for you actually has the date on the bottom.
Okay, great.
But it went like this. I'm sitting there and I see multiple clips of a segment with Madonna dancing.
Okay.
And because I don't pay that much attention to it, And there was a time when, you know, I was a DJ during the go-go 80s when Madonna was in her absolute prime. I saw this, and the immediate thought I said was, you know, that's pretty damn good for a lady of her age.
Right.
And it turns out it was not a current video, but it still speaks to Madonna's ability to have moves. Right. And I go back with Madonna all the way to the original Vogue tour.
Yeah.
And I sent this along to Josh because this, in my mind, the way I processed it was, this must be a recent performance of Madonna. And my God, has she continued to keep herself fit? Let's take a look at this video because I really think she moves very, very well. And as you can see, that's her kind of wearing a Saturday Night Live outfit. Not Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Fever suit, the John Travolta suit. And look, I mean, that's just...
That's great.
That's a woman that knows how to dance. There's just no question. She's a pro. No doubt that she works her ass off doing it. And I said, man, still got it after all these years. And this is the move I like right here. This is the one where she hooks up with her other dancers right here. Look at this. Boom. Boom. Now turn back to them. There they go.
Yeah.
See, for me, that's entertainment right there.
Well, that's showbiz right there.
I love that a lot. That's awesome.
I don't say it demeaning. I think that is show business right there.
It's really. Well, then I look down like the third or fourth, or maybe the 20th time I saw it. And I
yes.
It's 2006. It's essentially a 20-year-old video.
Yes.
And I said, well, I wonder what... You know, is there anything recent from Madonna? And there were things floating around from 2004. And my wife said this might have even been AI'd to make her look even better. But this is just father time as we look at Madonna now in 2024 doing a little bit. Now, still, for somebody in her 60s, but it's, you know, it's father.
Can we prove it's her?
It looks like an SNL skit.
It could be Vince Neil. Look at it. I mean, all you see is long white hair. That's it.
But you look at the, you know, it's just.
She can't disco anymore at the advice of her doctor who said it might tear her crepey skin.
It's very, very father time. But it also falls under the category of for a good solid 24 hours, I was sitting there going, wow. Good for her. And there are plenty of
good
performers. Good for her was what I said. And there are plenty of performers that have I think it's probably essential that they are total athletes with their workout schedule, a la J-Lo, who has a fitness routine unlike any other, and she's able to still get out and...
All of these performers are...
Talking about the older. Jelly Roll is much younger than J-Lo.
Is he?
Yes, stop it.
I thought he was older.
Jelly Roll with all of that. I don't know what my point was, but I sent two
videos. We're softening our brains because for a moment you thought a video from the turn of the century was current.
Can we see that? It just makes me feel good when I see that kind of choreography from 2006. It really, really was Madonna.
2006? All right.
2006.
Yeah, this is not, the disco one.
Not the 66-year-old Madonna.
Not the 66-year-old Madonna. Look at that. I'd like to be at that concert.
I'd like to be at that concert
in that very good moment right there.
I'd like to be the subject of that concert. I'd like to be walking and dancing like that.
Well, even in 2006, you couldn't have danced like
no,
that.
No, but I might have. There are times that I might have been able to wear those pants.
Would you be heavier in 2006? I would.
I'm certain I would. Yeah. I mean, I have little, like, one-month spurts when I'm skinny, and then they go away. But I just go with the odds, sure.
But it
I'd
just
have to have that suit altered.
It goes to show you that you can dive into a video and just be. It's so rapid that your processing is so quick. It's why things get misconstrued. It's why videos go viral. It's why something that might have been recorded 10 years ago is very new to someone who hasn't seen it. It's that type of stuff.
I think the reason that disco video didn't go viral is there was no internet then.
Probably not. That's right.
There was some. I'm kidding.
But. Yes, but not in your pocket.
Yeah,
all the time.
Exactly.
The problem is, it is thanks to AI. It's going to get worse. Where you can already are scrolling through photos and be like, "Is that AI?" They're killing me with the fake movie posters. for sequels that would that aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
That are on my timeline all the time.
Aren't there various video clips of fake movies now with super hot women that are completely AI generated?
What's an amazing trend is they'll take like an animated show and turn it into real life. I've seen it for like The Simpsons and other animated shows. The Flintstones they did.
And the women are you can tell that they are artificially generated, right?
Yes, but they're no less hot. That have needs. They're generating the images.
But it's, you know, I would, if I was doing that, if I was, say, the people manufacturing that, I would strive for less perfection to make it more credible.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when you get the extra finger.
That is less than perfect, isn't it?
Not the extra finger. I'm talking about
six fingers.
The less of the absolute flawless waist and hips, you know what I mean? Where you would make them a little more credible.
It goes back, if you want credibility, this was brought to my attention once and it drives me crazy. If you see like a period piece in the 30s and 40s in a movie nowadays, you never see a car that's dented. You never see a car that isn't shiny. You never see a car that doesn't look like it just came off the lot because all those cars that are the right date have been preserved. Real life has errors and flaws and dirt and all that stuff, and you don't see that in AI.
You know, one of the things I noticed about Josh, I know Rob watched White Lotus. Did you watch the first episode as well?
Yes. Okay. Very closely.
Remember, he told you to look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's right. Billy Bob's, not Billy Bob, Brother Billy's girlfriend in that, Walton Goggins' don't wear that outfit. That was heinous. That was really, right?
They do a great job on that show, as far as reality goes, of the way the ugly American would dress.
Well, she's British.
But still, I'll use that as a blanket term. The ugly tourist would dress if they went to a Taiwanese White Lotus resort.
Walton
with one button done on his Hawaiian shirt.
We are certainly all over the place today, but I would ask the producers and casting directors of White Lotus to maybe step up the game. A little bit, as far as
girls,
you know, as far as just the people,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just kind of all meh. It's a lot of meh in that show, and I'd like to see a little more, you know, a little Love Boat. Love Boat and Fantasy Island always gave us the kind of attractive segment of the
better star pool to pick from. Then I think there were more people.
The only really truly like movie star attractive person in there was the model that came to the bar.
That's true, but also Mike, don't forget the owner of White Lotus. She's a piece of ass.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I think that's what Patrick's there for.
Oh, you think he's going to bone the owner?
Yeah,
he's eye candy
for the ladies. That's absolutely 100% true. I have to realize that in these times. Last night, we are doing an awful lot of shuttling, as any parent will know that there are times. Now, for me, where I live in South Florida, where you tend to get a little detached from the rest of the world because of temperature and a variety of reasons, while you're dealing with your snowstorms up north, we are in the very beginning of baseball season down here with the spring baseball season that starts in earnest in February, which is one of the beautiful things about living down here, one of the things that I love about living down here. And
so it's not 13 degrees this morning at your home?
No.
You should come to Leesburg. It's brisk.
79 last night. At game time, and I was oblivious. This is the time of year, fall and late summer, we are very aware of the tropics, but in late winter and early spring, we don't really think about it that much because you just don't get the weather systems down here.
Is it less usual in the end of winter?
Right now is you go through February, March, beginning part of April, it's the golden time. That's why there are, you know, people driving on the wrong side of the road because they're all down here this time of year. And it does take a silly amount of time to get everywhere because everybody is here right now. And the rhythm changes. And
you pay for it. You pay for your location.
You pay for it. And the payment is life is slower. You have to be more aware of people that don't know where they're going. All that stuff because this is, in effect, a tourist destination for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And on the way to the game, I'm not even thinking about the weather. And then my son from the back seat got a 6 o'clock game, 5:30 arrival time, says, "Dad, 100% chance of rain at 6 o'clock." And I said, "No, that can't be true. I'm looking at the sky. It looks perfectly fine."
Is that his tone? Is there more worry, or is he excited, or what's his tone when he delivers the news?
His world right now is his buddy and a sleepover scheduled for Saturday night. This is where 11 is 11. Josh will probably back me up on this, that all of the competition, all of the sports will take a back seat to spending time with a buddy. That's where they can F off, essentially. That's what they want to do. You know? But I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
But no, we're on the way to the game. There's nothing else planned. He's more matter of fact than anything.
Wow,
and lo and behold, I look over to the west and I see what appears to be some clouds that might be rain.
But in Florida, that could be a 15-minute storm that runs through and then you're good for the day.
Exactly. Or it could be pandemonium. Yeah. As it was last night at the game. And not pandemonium because of the intensity of the front, but pandemonium due to the indecision, lack of information, and lack of any true leadership. You know, Rob, I'm a big one for taking charge, right?
Yeah, and I think you that's should have my last thing. Night. That sounds like something you should have done.
I think I would have been more inclined to shout out directives than they were last night.
Did you bring your whistle?
I did not, and I did not bring my loud cup. Because that would have been a perfect thing. You know, when the rain came in, I would have been, "Everyone take shelter."
Right, right. Blow that. Say, then just start a rumor that's the lightning siren.
Exactly.
Everyone's got to go home.
And there was no lightning siren, although someone did see some chain lightning, or say they did. The rain.
I saw some greased lightning.
It was as though the gods of rain had prearranged the rain to start literally at game time, 6 p.m. And it came in, and it was quick. And we got T-ballers. We've got minor leaguers. We've got the other baseball league. There are people on all the fields. Everything is humming on Wednesday night. Everything is humming.
That's
everything is
night.
Chugging. Yeah. And then the rain comes literally before my son was out on the mound warming up to start the game. And suddenly everything stops. And the kids go into the dugout. The other team goes into the dugout. By the way, Josh, it was the Baltimore Orioles we were playing as the Florida Marlins last night. And they go into the dugout.
The actual team.
What's that? No,
not
but
the
it
actual
was,
Orioles.
The thing I remembered is because the lights came on really late and the clouds came in and it was very, very dim and dark and the Orioles jerseys were practically fluorescent. They were so orange.
They were the orange shirts.
They were the orange shirts.
Now,
yes,
when a really bad T-storm rolls in, sometimes it's hard to explain, the atmosphere sort of changes color. It'll get like a hint of yellow in it because I guess the
not
pressure
quite
moving
that in. Intense.
Okay, so it wasn't one of those.
No, it wasn't one of those, and it was rain. It was not. I didn't even hear a rumble. But then the mass confusion takes hold.
Sure.
And it goes from I think we had three or four false starts as far as the calling the game.
Okay.
And
They hate to cancel games. They hate to reschedule. Because then someone has to do work to try to figure out how to get the game in.
It was just indecision everywhere. And by this time, the lights are on. And it's a steady-ish rain. It's not the kind of rain that I would call eliminating the potential. But I'm looking at the weather. A lot of parents, everybody's got the radar app. Everybody's looking at it. And it looks like this is broken. And then it's going to come in again, start up at 7 o'clock, blah, blah, blah.
Is it too hard to play through?
I think we could have played through it, but I don't know.
It might have been fun.
And so, but no one's giving any. And then apparently they called T-ball, which is like out in bum F at the complex, you know,
right.
Not even on a real diamond, right? They're just out there in a field somewhere. And they call the T-ball game. But everybody.
Well, those kids could drown.
Yeah.
And also the
they could drown if it's a heavy rain.
Also, Mike, that. The T is made of stainless steel, so it could bring lightning in quick.
It was weird. And they then it's like, yes, no, yes. And it's like someone put on the big boy pants and make the call here either way,
please. I don't
want to
cause any sort of strife, Mike, but would you say that your coaching staff, the Marlins coaching staff, handled the rain better than the Orioles coaching staff?
It was not – I don't put it on the coaches.
No, it's the umpire or the athletic director.
And the AD is there, and the umpire is there.
How young is the umpire?
This is – no, Josh will tell you. These guys are they do everything from college all the way down through minor leagues.
I kind of envisioned a youngster. Like,
no, these guys are – Are your umpires pretty qualified? Ours are.
Old umpires – and then they'll have an assistant that's young out in the field.
Yeah, they get her done. They get
and
her done.
All those old umpires have impossibly hot wives.
They are not making the call. Nobody knows. And then somebody says, "I think it's called." The only definitive way we knew suddenly in the darkened skies with the moderate rain falling, all of the lights in the entire complex just go dark. Like,
oh, that's
and
horrifying.
That's when everyone, and I mean everyone, headed for the cars. And because there were multiple, because the problems in the parking lot were multifold, we began to, crawl out of the parking lot. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then.
Was this a paved parking lot?
Paved parking lot.
Okay.
Regular, right next to the complex. And I'm inching out, and it's fine. I knew it was going to take a while. There's not going to be a problem. And then this dude gets out of his car, which has been backed into the space. That should be a tell right there. And he walks across.
Like that. Yeah.
He walks across to another car that has its rear lights on. The window comes down a crack. I see a discussion. He walks back out, stands in front of my car, and goes, puts a finger up like, "Don't go anywhere." And I'm like,
"Wow."
This is an unnecessary exercise. If this person
wanted to
back out, I would gladly
have... That's when you use the horn.
No, because there are too many gun owners down here. Too many gun owners. I don't want to get involved in
guns
that.
Guns are louder than the loud cup.
And it just was... So the long and short of it is there was no Little League last night. So
Was it a cluster getting to your cars? Is there like one gate?
No.
No,
because for some strange reason... It might be fear of foul balls. I get an A-list parking spot every time. Somehow they just don't want to take
the
that space.
Box.
It's no, I don't need that. I will, but I don't need it now.
Well,
and,
the valet knows
right
you, doesn't
there.
He?
The valet, yes, the valet parking at Little League. That's what it is. That's what everybody has. So, you know, we are in the throes of it now. There's some minor league games. There's some major league. My son is playing in both both leagues right now, temporarily. It's just everything. And he's on break, and I've got him today. He's still in blissful slumberland in the room across the hallway right now. So, in Studio 8H. What?
You should make him get up. Just for the sake of getting him up.
No, I think he's, the kid's pulling his A's, and he's, he's doing well with his grades and his sports.
But you're still
and all
the
that.
Father. You're still the father.
No, Rob, when you wake up an 11-year-old, it becomes more on you.
Yes.
Well, not as bad as waking up like later on when they're teenagers and they become vampires and they thrive on sleep. That's how they gain.
Unless
their
strength. You happen to be a roommate of Mike Chacho. Who was lifting his weights at 6:30 in the morning when he was my roommate at Marist College.
Oh, Chacho.
Doing his curls. You can sleep when you're dead.
You had such bad luck with roommates at Marist. I remember when you were roommate with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was your roommate.
Bill O'Reilly, the pot smoke in my room.
And at 6 a.m., he'd be practicing his editorials, wouldn't he?
Insane. But I realize that when I'm talking about Little League and I'm talking about everything else, that Do you get a sense when I start talking about these things that I live a somewhat detached life down here in Southwest Florida? Do you feel that, Rob, when I start talking about... because you're dealing with what? What's your temperature today?
13 right now.
13 degrees up there, and snow here, snow there.
Yeah, we'll get some snow showers today. Not a blizzard like they called for, but there'll be some precip today.
Right.
I don't think you're detached. Because you're aware of it.
Right.
It's not like you think that snow doesn't exist. Yeah. So you know it's there. You're in an area where you
I always
a lot
feel
of snow.
As though with the issues of the day and with everything else, I'm in a bit of a bubble down here. That's why people act the way they do down here. No, not at all.
Every day this show tackles the issues of the day. Escape them? I mean,
they're part
of your life. You're part of your fabric.
Absolutely, I know that right
now. It's different. I mean, I'm in right now practically a man-designed suburb of perfection, and that's my bubble, that I don't have to go far for anything. We deal with weather, but it's a very lovely neighborhood with lots of things everywhere. Your bubble is sort of determined by weather. And so when it gets to be like 55 degrees, it's a big deal down there. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
But it's not anything you're unaware of. So I don't think you're detached. I think you're socially detached.
And I think the people that are like the normal people my age that don't have 11-year-olds are detached in even more ways.
Well, of course.
Hello? Michael?
He walks. He talks.
The door opened a minute.
Stubby came in.
Oh, Stubby came. Can I see Stubby? Can you get? I want to show Stubby.
Does he have a new place to drop a log?
No. He stays in a – I bought him a pen. He has a pen that he stays in all the time so he doesn't go and soil the house. So
is his life
you'll
happy?
See the struggle as soon as he's in my arms. He will do that.
Do you think that Stubby's life is happy?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a disaster.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
Reach. Okay.
That's good. Lift with your back.
Okay, shut up, Rob. All right, here we go. It
is. Sweet boy, look at him. He's so happy.
Stubby.
He smiles, Stubby. Mike. He smiles all the time.
This is Stubby Potato. Hello.
Yeah, look how miserable he is. He hates you.
He's really in the sniffing that microphone.
Yeah, well, it's time
to clean the windscreen.
It smells a little bit.
No, hold
like
on.
Jameson.
No, it's fine. I clean it regularly. That's it.
He's licking it. Is that how you clean it?
Shut up. Stop it. Shut up, Rob. This is Stubby.
Have his ears always been perky up like that, or did that happen?
No, they're floppy. They're floppy. Yeah. He's probably not going to have the pointed ears.
He's beautiful dog. I love him.
You like Stubby?
Good boy.
Hi,
good boy.
Stubby. Why y'all agitated?
He doesn't like show business.
Was he just outside? He was. Why are you looking at me with your finger in your mouth?
It's just fascinating.
Oh, here. What?
Put him down?
Yeah, well, they're cables here.
He'll come out.
Okay. You want to say goodbye?
Is Carla, why is she so averse to coming on camera today?
Because she's not camera ready, Rob.
Well, how about a little priority?
Well, she's got to go to work at 10. Go on, buddy.
Must
Don't
be
pee
nice.
In here. Go out. Out, out.
The leg goes out? Up, and he's right. Done.
Did he get out without cutting any sound?
Yeah, he did. All right. He did.
Mike still works.
We're fine. Where
has he ever? Has he ever soiled the new studio?
Yes. It's not a square inch of this effing house. I almost said the F word. This not a square inch of this house that hasn't been. There's not a room in this domicile that has not been fouled in some way by that hound. He has and stuff, but he is lovable. When you put him in your arms, he has a lovable quality to him. But now we believe that he has influenced the older dog, and the older dog is reacting and marking some of his territory as well.
Sure.
Oh, it's now a competition.
Yeah, you might as well. It's Piss House 2025. That's what this is.
So
that's
what you might as well name that on Lifetime. That's a good
wonderful.
Reality show.
Yeah, that scene where Snooki. Goes up to the hydrant.
Yes.
So you don't think I'm detached?
I don't. I think you're aware of what's going on. Yeah.
I think the people down here are without children. They move down here. They live in bubbles. They are entitled and they are privileged and they're probably not totally aware of how privileged they really are. And they are detached from the stresses that a lot of people in some of the Western and Northern cities experience.
I don't think that's you. I do think you might be slightly...
No, I live kind of a normal life down here.
Socially
detached. I mean, it's
detached.
Normal as a podcaster who broadcasts out of his home can be normal, but I like to think that I'm more in touch with day-to-day activities.
I think we all are socially detached.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I
almost
am
definitely by definition we have to be.
I was contemplating that this morning about my inability to nurture friendships. I was thinking about that a great deal.
Should they be that much work that you need to nurture them?
Well, for example, I've got a golf tournament coming up which is being run by a guy that has invited me to dinner on a couple of occasions.
Right.
And I realized that I have not necessarily nurtured that friendship because of my social skills and my inadequacy to do that. And
do
I sometimes regret that my behavior in that regard.
Yeah. Do you suppose this guy is a confirmed bachelor and he likes the looks of you?
What? Is he invite
do you,
you
just open your mouth
over?
And see what spills
no,
out?
No, I'm
sometime?
Definitely. I've got
no,
a
he's
point
a
here.
Married man. We went out as a group of couples. What are you talking about?
You never mentioned that there were couples. I thought maybe he was just taking a shine to you.
No. At 65, me?
Mike,
you looked at the screen recently, for Christ's sake?
You look better than you've looked in 30 years.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
And you know what?
Just,
I don't care if you're
Josh,
60 or
the mouth
90.
Opens and just spills out. That's his contribution to society every day. No thought is given to it. It's
most,
just like, let it all
the
lay
time
there.
It works.
Most of the time it does work. So it is a parade. It is a stream of unending 35-year BS that ejaculates from his massive mouth.
No. True or false? You said a guy invited me out to dinner.
He's running one of the teams. He's running
couples.
A team, but he is married, and we did a couples thing.
Okay,
and it
now
was
I
very
understand.
And it was lovely at the Olive Garden.
But still, you didn't nurture the friendship.
No, I think about it all the time because there are at the places where I travel, it's constant couples. You go out to a restaurant down here, you get couples. Last night went to Buckets, and because the game got rained out, so we.
Of course,
it's you could walk to it, Josh. So
no, I know
it's right there and it's cheap. So
yeah, but not in the rain. You got to drive when it rains.
We go to Buckets, and by the way, hey Buckets, listen to me, listen carefully here, okay? I Michael had a decent point. One of his chicken tenders, you got to put something on besides the breading. You gotta season to a certain degree. All right.
They lean it on the sauce, Mike. Buckets,
because we were spending big
sauce.
Bucks. I had the cup of chili. We really were
a cup of chili.
The cup
not
of
a,
chili,
not a bucket of chili.
It was not a bucket of chili. And but boy, even with that, it's like seasoning. You know, Gordon Ramsay says it all the time. Mm-hmm. You got to season. You got to put seasonings in these foods, please.
I think that Buckets is trying to subscribe to a theory of the mass population, and I don't think a lot of your. Cohabitants in that area of Florida, they don't necessarily want seasoning. They want fast
you might have
food
a point.
And quantities.
Based on the crowd scene in there, it has been balls to the wall the last three times I were there. And by the way, Buckets, Josh Soroka, has one of those little banners out in left field. I am going to ask if we get a Mike O'Mara show banner out there.
Inside of Buckets.
I want to be next to Buckets because it's a beautiful logo. You've seen the logo. It's a beautiful logo, and I want to be right out there. But there, you know, the things move slowly down here.
That guy that asked you out, does he go to Buckets?
Ask me out. F you, Rob. We have to take a break. It's time to move on. We've got a very fat newscast today that covers a lot of very interesting topics because that's what I do to keep this show alive. Interest you with things. We will take a break. The guy that asked me out.
Buckets seems like a lovely date.
It does. First date,
Cheap and close. There you go. Cheap and close. That's what it ought to be renamed. Hey, do you love an evening drink but hate the morning fog?
Yes.
Meet Soul's out of office microdosed THC gummies. Got them right here. Out of office. Beautiful logo. Probably hard for you to see right here, but little sun, moon, gold, sunset type of thing. Yeah, they're great. They're microdose THC gummies for the perfect chill, and you're going to love them. They're legally available across the United States. These hemp-derived THC plus CBD gummies bring that beach day vibe without blasting you into space. Just a warm, fuzzy euphoria. Perfect for a jog, a show, or hosting a podcast. Groovy, baby. They taste amazing, really, and they work wonders for sleep, anxiety, focus, and pain. Plus, they're organically farmed, gluten-free, and made in the USA. Be like Rob. Subscribe and feel the warmth anytime you like.
So good.
Stay tuned. More soul goodies are coming soon, including the way Carla likes to get her THC. Ladies and gentlemen, make it a great night every night with Soul. Head to GetSoul.com and use our code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. One last time, GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off these delicious out-of-office Soul gummies. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I know it's not in the copy, but Soul makes THC drops that you put under your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That are amazing. So
you're using them right now.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go. Fantastic. Thank you for taking that time to press that button. My God, that takes a long time. As I said yesterday, enough with the Super Bowl stories.
Yeah,
I think
Josh,
we're all full of it. It's over. It's past. It's time to move on to next year. So don't worry about hearing any Super Bowl garbage on this particular show. Travis Kelce went all out on Valentine's Day. By showering Taylor Swift with $100,000 worth of gifts.
Oh, isn't I didn't know what he nice. Showered her with.
He got her gold necklaces, diamond earrings, shoes, clothing, candy.
Why is this public?
Because the publicists released this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
because I'm next year I'm doing the same thing. I'm releasing a statement
of what you bought.
Gifts.
Yeah, $100,000 worth of, like, you know, power drinks.
White roses, if you were checking the O'Mara docket for Valentine's Day. A dozen white roses.
That doesn't mean love, though. Red roses mean love.
But oh, she likes white roses.
And I went pink and red.
Ah, pink and red. But white roses are Carla's favorite, so that's what I got her. Oh, God, there's a guy out in Spokane, Washington right now. Let me get my notepad. The white roses. Let me see.
I'm sure it was already in the notes.
$1,000 worth of roses.
Let me see. $1,000
worth of roses that supposedly last up to a year. They're,
then why did he buy rose bushes?
Right, Lego roses?
No, they're a place called Venus et Fleur.
That means Venus and flower in French.
Venus et flower, Fleur.
Fleur.
And he topped it off with a homemade card.
I bet the penmanship was excellent. Me love you.
Elvis, we'll talk about Christmas. A source says, quote, Travis also wanted to include something extra personal, so he surprised Taylor with a handmade Valentine's Day card. After Taylor finished up her Eras tour and Travis and the Kansas City Chiefs got destroyed in the Super Bowl, the source says they're going to, quote, take some time away to vacation with just the two of them. I bet there'll be pictures.
I bet there will be too. You left out the best part about the homemade Valentine, Mike.
What? What's it?
One single pube.
And I went to this web. I went to the website.
And
the Travis Kelce website.
How many roses do you think you get for $1,000?
Well, if these are these magic roses, I would say 8 dozen.
Two.
Two.
$500 a dozen.
What?
Two roses.
Two dozen.
24
two dozen,
roses.
Two dozen roses, and they last all year.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Roses will outlast the relationship, guaranteed.
Though I
you think so?
Yeah. Yeah. This will break off during these the two off seasons.
You guys dropped out for a sec for me. Sorry about
well,
that.
Well, I think after the White Lotus premiere, she might want to go back to Patrick.
Well, will he bring his prosthetic?
Yeah. Did you speak
No, he down. Said it was real.
Hang down dong. A lot of royal traditions have gone out of style in the UK. I like Kate Middleton, royal
I do too.
Watchers. I really do. She is happy to send another one out to pasture. It's called blooding. I'm all for this.
Gross.
It's where the kids are taken hunting and the blood of their first kill is smeared on them. Kate has decided that her children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis, is it Louis or Louis?
I'm sure it's Louis.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Prince Louis will not be participating. Royal author Tom Quinn says, quote, Catherine has put her foot down and insisted there will be no blooding for her children. Prince William isn't a fan of it either, even though both he and Prince Harry did it when they were kids. Quote, William loves shooting, but he's also conscious that the tide is now moving against what many people now refer to as blood sports. But I get that. By the way, that's not exclusive to the royal family.
No.
A lot of hunters out there in rural America that go out hunting will, you know, you'll put the blood on the face after you get your first kill. It's barbaric, but aren't
King
we
Charles,
really just animals? Come
King
on.
Charles, back when he was Prince Charles, his blooding was when he killed a homeless guy.
No. No, it's different than that. Prince Charles did it with, well, it involved, no, I'm not. I'm
I know what you're going to say.
Camilla?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And he could only get it done a few days.
That's okay. All right.
What?
See?
You
no.
know, you know how it goes.
What? But he never does. He just ruins my thing. That's what he does because his mouth opens and BS pours out.
You're fussy because you're sick.
I'm not fussy because I'm sick. You just,
then why are you fussy?
You make why do you make all my gross jokes grosser? That's what I want to say.
Why
that
here,
should be a T-shirt. 82-year-old Harrison Ford, and by the way, this is just a shameless attempt to do my Harrison Ford impression.
Oh, good, good. I love when you do it.
He is quite the natural at horseback riding. You can see him in action on the Yellowstone spinoff 1923, a spinoff I enjoy, and it will return Sunday for season 2 on Paramount+. Plus, he says the demands of being on the show aren't as daunting as they look. Here's his quote. Maybe from a contemporary point of view, the horses represent something, some special skill or danger, but they really are not. I spent half an hour on a horse, and from a contemporary point of view, you look at that and say, whoa, people used to do that, but it's really not that difficult.
I'd rather have him ride a horse than fly a plane.
I saw the new Captain America movie with him.
Ah.
And he's very good in that.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, Harrison I thought you Ford. Meant you went to the theater with him to see Captain America.
Yeah, we held hands.
82, still getting it done. I think that's certainly impressive. Helen Mirren, who plays his on-screen wife, disagrees, says he's a great rider. She said, quote, I was incredibly impressed, I have to say, with watching him gallop across the Montana hillside before we went blooding.
Yes, and then they had sex all night. Don't you see it? Mirren and him.
It's a great gig if you can get it. It's a great gig. It really is. Just make it. Just tip them in and make them grosser. That's what it is. There
nothing
you go.
Gross
That's
about it. Making love.
How much money would it take for you to quit your job, drop everything, and travel the world? Someone polled 2,000 Americans, and the average answer: $288,000. Or if you want to really be specific, $287,731. 18% said they'd take off for less than $50,000, while 32% said they'd need at least $500,000. Now, I would assume this has to be for young people, because once you get responsibilities, you realize that, well, just taking off and traveling, what is the game plan once the money's gone? Am I right?
Yeah, the 200,000, 280, even rounded up to 300, that seems awfully low for dropping everything. Because
it's a good foundation to start your travel blog, your podcast, your TikTok stream for all these travelers.
Or
I think that's where young people go.
You could end up picking peaches like Jimmy's daughter. You know,
is that what she's doing right now? Yeah.
No, that was one career she had in the past. She's been a bar back. She's done all the stuff. But
she's a free spirit who travels the world. We'll ask Jimmy about it when we get him on the show, because Kelsey, their beautiful daughter, who I am a big fan of, travels the world, has nannied for a couple on a catamaran at sea. Mm-hmm. She has traveled the world. She's got this boyfriend now that they hop from island to island, and they take jobs when necessary for survival, and then it's off to the next adventure.
They get tired of a place and they move.
It's a truly fascinating way to live, and some people do it. I don't think it's necessarily conducive to having a child, but people have done that. I think in order to do it with children, you really have to have a bit of a nest egg, but who knows? People live all sorts of different
ways. What about the nest egg?
And you got to homeschool.
Yeah, you got to homeschool as well. 17% of people said no amount of money could get them to drop everything and leave. Unfortunately, for a very, very long time, I would be in that category. I just don't think I want to live without a safety net.
What about
the way I would look at it?
$16 million.
$16 million, I'm traveling everywhere with my own personal caddy.
I agree. I mean, if the money is rich enough to do it, but I mean, it's got to be a reasonable offer. So,
a 38-year-old woman named Christina Murray is suing a fertility clinic in Georgia after they implanted the wrong embryo. And she gave birth to someone else's baby. Yes, sir. When I say baby, I sound like Ian Bagg. Ian Bagg, baby? You got a baby? You got the different baby? Well, she used a donor to get pregnant in 2023, gave birth that December. But she immediately knew something was wrong because she's white and the baby was black.
Oh, yeah.
She'd selected a donor with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, so she knew he wasn't black either, but she took the baby home, and she cared for him anyway. She bought an at-home DNA test and got the results a month later. The test confirmed that she and the boy were not related at all. She told the clinic, and they figured out that the embryo belonged to another couple who were clients. So, you know, it would seem to me that if you're working in that kind of fertility clinic, you might want to pay attention to that particular detail. You know what I mean?
You want to label them. You know, get a Sharpie.
Put the label, yeah.
Come on.
Abnormal. That's what it would say. So that couple had to sue Christina for custody. I think they prearranged it, and she gave the kid up voluntarily. He was about 5 months old by that point. What a nightmare when the child is not your own. I don't care about the black-white thing at all.
No,
but
you can leave that out of it. My question is when she says it wasn't hers because the embryo wasn't, you know, taken from her, but she carried the child to term. Wouldn't you feel attached to that?
Well, here it is. Christina's lawyer says the whole thing has been devastating. She bonded with the kid, breastfed him, took him to all his doctor's appointments, but hasn't seen him since she gave him up voluntarily.
Oh, that's dark.
It's not clear how much she's suing for. The lawsuit says in excess of $75,000. I think that's a bargain for the fertility clinic.
That is true.
A jury could decide she deserves a lot more than that. The fertility place put out a statement saying they immediately did an in-depth review and put additional safeguards in place, a little late for that, to make sure it never happens again.
So, yeah, she needs enough money to travel the world.
She does. Yes.
She's part of the 17%. Wants to stay right where she is. That's the way that goes, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting harder to find stuff on Google. I find that. I find it very interesting when I'm searching that it just doesn't seem to be as quick and as plentiful.
It used to feel more intuitive, too. Like, you would just put in a few words and it would give you what you wanted.
It might be on purpose. The site Wallet Hub, a site that I have quoted on this show multiple times. I am a fan of Wallet Hub. I like their surveys. I like their information. They just went after Google, claiming they're intentionally making their own product worse because they realize it's more profitable. Listen to this. If you find what you're looking for in 2 seconds, you don't spend much time looking at ads. So the idea is they're drawing the process out and forcing us to look at the ads. Over half of Google's revenue comes from those ads. Wallet Hub posted a bunch of data to support it. They say Google even did their own study in 2020 that found worse search results would, quote, not result in a significant loss of revenue. There it is, folks.
That's evil. That's
well,
evil.
Don't when you go to Google and you say, look up lawn care specialist.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
9 or 10 before you get down to another one. It's hinky. I smell a
that's
rat.
That's why I always use Ask Jeeves.
That's the dawn of the internet right there.
It really is.
Normally, making your product worse would not be good for business. So it all hinges on the idea that Google has very little competition. Basically, even if their search function gets worse and worse, they're confident you still won't use Bing. There's now, another one, Ask Jeeves and Bing, ladies and gentlemen.
If they do make it, you know, they say that half their income comes from ads. Where does Google get the other half? I thought it was all ad driven.
Well, no, we pay for like Google email and stuff, like Google Workspace.
Okay, so they have that too. Okay,
like
the business side. The business package, yeah.
Yeah, it's all fixed, just like George Carlin said. The game is rigged, folks. That's the way it works. Finally, according to the National Survey of Family Growth, Americans aren't having as much sex as they once were. In fact, the rate of sexlessness in this country has been steadily increasing for some time. Every year, NSFG, that's the National Survey for Family Growth, gathers data on 15 to 49-year-olds. This year, face-to-face interviews were conducted and a new online survey was made available for all participants. Based on the survey's findings, sexlessness has noticeably risen between the last survey, which was 17 to 2019, and the most recent, 22 to 23. Sexlessness in all adults aged 22 to 34 rose across the board between 13 to 23 as more men and women said they'd had no sex ever, no sex in the last 3 months, and no sex in the last year. A 2024 Pew Research study surveying men and women between the ages of 18 and 34 found that 69% of those who have never been married say they want to get married one day, while about a quarter, 23%, say they're not sure, and 8% say they don't want to get married at all. Meanwhile, 45% of women without children said they had no interest in having kids in the future, and 57% of males said they were interested in becoming fathers. So the study did not take into account the people 22 to 34 who are having sex alone. Just having sex with each other the way they do that. Yeah. So
that's the problem.
I think the diminishing sex happened. It started vaguely about October 12th, 1996.
I know that day. That was
a
great wedding, Rob.
Shut up.
You and Carrie looked so happy. It was beautiful. We'll take a break and we'll come back with... I don't know, something. That's what we do on the show, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Be right back, everybody. If you want to be your best, you need goals. So, what's your goal, Herb? Radiant skin? Shedding stubborn weight? Either way, Roy, radiant skin is important, and so is getting rid of those pounds. My spouse, Carla, and DermGlow Skin have you covered. Get expert guidance and top-quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, glutathione delivered to your door. Plus, explore a premium selection of wonderful skincare products. It makes it so easy to better yourself. And the best part, Carla's always here for you. If you have any questions, her inbox is always open. Whether you want to shed 1 pound or 101 pounds, DermGlow is your go-to. You will lose weight. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Click the Weight Management and Peptides button and start your transformation today. I'm Mike O'Meara, and I've benefited from this. Almost every day, I get approached in public by people who think I am Patrick Schwarzenegger with my prosthetic dong. That is the burden I bear for being beautiful. Now, go in peace. I said go. Go. All right, so, Rob, do you want to say F Chick-fil-A, or do you want to talk about office microwaves? It's your choice.
I want to talk about Chick-fil-A because I saw an ad this morning, and it ends
We got some information on that, by the way, before the show started.
It ends with this phrase, which totally pisses me off every time. Actual customers that were paid for their endorsement. So you can't really rely on people that are paid for their endorsement. And this ad was about some redheaded Southern young man who invited Chick-fil-A to help him with his promposal. Now, this has become something since I was in high school, but it was a deal when Julia and Robert were in high school. The guy goes way out of his way to do an elaborate ask, invitation to a lady to go to prom. Right. Well, they make it sound like, you know, Chick-fil-A is fantastic for everything, and then the people that work at Chick-fil-A got involved with the promposal. And
are you setting up a video?
No, there's no video. I'm just saying.
Sound like he was
Is this just the photo?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Kennedy, will you be my chick at prom?
And,
oh, and there he is.
Yeah,
he's like
but
a dork.
I don't.
They're probably both employees.
I don't. Yeah. Oh, I bet you're right. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Who
very
else cares
much.
About
Michael
Chick-fil-A
and I went in last week. By the way, we went in
because
we didn't want to deal with
the
turbo line.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Why? What makes it gross inside?
It's just too much. Too many people. It's so wildly popular. I don't want to go in again. I'd rather stay in the
only time I ever went inside was we were having, I think it was a graduation party for Julia, and I had to go in and pick up the nugget tray.
It's now
they've got one down here that's got no inside. It's only drive-through.
And your quote, would you like to give us our listeners your quote that you shared with us before?
That I could eat Chick-fil-A every day? No problem.
Every day. 100%. That's why it's so wildly popular. He loves the fried chicken.
Did I tell you I worked at Chick-fil-A through high school?
I did not know that.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
They matched up with your values.
Yes, they did. And made it easy.
Did your Christian background assist you in getting gainful employment at Chick-fil-A?
No, Chick-fil-A is where I got saved.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Don't do that, because you're so matter-of-fact. I believe you when you say that.
I went and got a job at Chick-fil-A because they were closed on Sundays, and I didn't want to, and I, because of my Christianity, didn't want to work on Sundays.
You had church. You didn't want to have anything to interfere with church. So you have not only worked at Chick-fil-A, but you are a turbo fan.
Yeah,
of,
I can still eat it every day.
You didn't burn out. How long did you work there? How many years or months?
This is great.
4 or 5 years.
So you didn't burn out on the product after a presidential term?
I did not. I did not.
What is the go-to? What is the Josh Soroka go-to order for Chick-fil-A?
Generally, it's a Chick-fil-A sandwich with American cheese. Is whatever that meal is.
What is the American cheese? Does the American cheese really make a difference on the sandwich?
I think it does.
Okay. No,
I think it adds a little more flavor.
The pickle is, that's their key.
Do you put the pickle and the American cheese on it?
I do. Sometimes extra pickles.
I will tell you that I will try the Soroka the next time I go in. I will ask for American cheese.
And I'll add the sauce on the sandwich.
See, I don't like the sauce.
The Chick-fil-A sauce?
The Chick-fil-A sauce is too smoky for me.
Yeah, either the Chick-fil-A or the barbecue sauce. I go back and forth between those.
Okay, I'm not sure I would like. I got strips when I walked in with my son.
The strips are very good also.
Well, they were soggy when I got them. They were
I'll mix them up sometimes with the strips.
Soggy strips.
He's so enthusiastic.
But no, I really do.
The next time you have a party.
Kelly told me last night that I need to stop going after the gym because I'm costing more money than if I would have stayed at home and not worked
pricey.
Out.
It's pricey. It's pricey food. It down here is a phenomenon. I pick my son up at 2:30 in the afternoon after school. If we decide we're going to do a run right after school, you are in a line of like 13 minimum, maybe 25, 13 to 25 cars.
So the Chick-fil-A here has a thing where if you order on the app, you get in a different drive-through line. And you scan a QR code, and then they just bring it out to you. You don't talk to anyone.
They bring you a sandwich,
Mike. And you just go run right through.
And it gives you a scripture verse, which
that
is nice.
I will tell you this. This man, and we have evidence of it, this man is working hard for the Mike O'Mara Show. There are so many plates that he is spinning.
Yep.
He is nonstop. It goes into the well into the evening hours. He is working constantly and still manages to do the research on things he cares about, like Chick-fil-A.
There's no research.
This is all I can tell you about it, all right? Okay. Because I would say by leaps and bounds, it would be the fast food establishment that my car drives through more than any other because of my kid. I do it all the time. Sometimes I get something, most times I don't. What?
Do you think they sort of have a reputation for being a little more nutritionally wholesome than, say, like a McDonald's?
No.
I feel that there is an underlying feeling that because of that chicken sandwich.
No, there is.
Underlying feeling? What do you mean? What is it? What would it be?
It's just like the women that think Chipotle is healthier.
It's not.
It's a myth.
I think that they do believe that.
I think it is. There is something about that flavor profile that texture, that flavor, the simplicity of it, that I don't know what it's like in your city, ladies and gentlemen, but down here where I live, it is, there is not a franchise that is not balls to the wall yep. from the time they open until the time they close. I've never seen anything quite like it. And Josh, this is what I would say to you. I don't understand, because I don't mind it, but I just don't understand why it's so wildly popular. Yeah, I really don't know. Wait, hold on. I'm asking Josh, Rob. Hold on a second.
I think it's the consistency of the product, that the quality seems to be generally the same.
Okay.
It's actually decent people to deal with and talk to as far as fast food people. And that drive-through line is always the longest, and I can still get through it faster than their competitors.
All right. Okay.
Do you
there
guys
you go.
Have the double? Do you have the double drive-through where there's actually two lanes that merge?
Oh, and I love talking to when I have to. I much prefer talking to a person than through the speaker box.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think Chick-fil-A's got that as well.
I'm not sure that that's gonna like kick me over the top. It, when Rob, when you mentioned the double line, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that we have, which is jammed behind a Costco and a Bob Evans.
Did it ruin your Costco parking lot?
No, it did. Okay. It's far
Mine
enough
did.
Away where it
Mine
doesn't.
Did.
But I'll tell
and
you
that's
that
why I hate it.
There are two of them in our area. We're that big a metropolis down here where we have two cost company locations. I will tell you this, that when you pull in, there is a line that's checking out that has to cross by on your right, and there's a traffic cop that, because you have to go around the entire building when you pull into the parking lot to get into the drive-through lane, and then it's managed that way. And I suppose that Josh makes a point that with the human beings that they have out there, they're able to manage it more efficiently. But when it comes down to the deep-fried chicken breast, the most flavorless portion of the chicken that is dipped in hot oil with a breading crust, I think,
and pickle
I think it's,
juice.
It, and what?
They dip it in pickle juice as well.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Before or after they fry it?
Before they fry it. It is soaked in pickle juice.
Is it soaked in pickle juice before the breading is put on?
It is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
This it makes perfect sense.
This is where we're educating people today. Yeah. It's
in
fantastic.
Your term at Chick-fil-A, Josh, was there an item you hated?
Yeah, and they got rid of it. The carrot raisin salad.
That's a good place to end. Thank you. Chick-fil-A, our tribute. Yay. Amen. And remember, closed on Sunday.
That's right.
And gentlemen. There we go. We'll take a break. And I do want to talk to Rob about office microwaves. Do we have time for that, or are we running late? Are we got one
Mike,
more, right?
We got nothing but time. And
yeah,
I'll tell you all about
that. That's exciting. We'll talk about office microwaves. The one at WJFK was a dandy. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, de whoa, whoa. Now is the time. Get the official TMOS Loud Cup, the noisiest tankard in town. Here we go. Let me whip this out. 20-ounce insulated cup keeps drinks hot or cold. No frozen hands. God, I hate my frozen hands.
Yes.
Sometimes they're just frozen when I wake up in the morning. It comes in three bold colors. The best part, it's stamped with the TMOS logo.
I can't move my hand.
Oh, it's horrible. I wake up in the morning and say, damn talons.
Just lazily flopping them on the alarm clock because you can't hit the button.
Here's the best part. This is a homemade one right here. Rob has one that's been printed. Look how similar they look. There's our templates right here. Those are the two real ones. Those boys are holding them up there. Stamp with the TMOS logo. It's spotted everywhere. Take it to your favorite sporting event, Little League, anything you want to do. I like to use it in church. Yeah, it's wonderful. Even the floor of the U.S. Senate. And people love it. Why?
Why?
Because Strom Thurmond endorsed it. No, I'm sorry. He's dead.
He's dead.
This cup isn't just for sipping. It's for making noise. Just fill it, blow into the back, and unleash the horn. The harder you blow, the louder it gets. Example, please. Loud blow. Soft blow. That prevents spills.
That's too. Right.
Yeah, Rob loves his. The only way he will take his narcotic cough syrup. Boy, that's good syrup. Go to our store, pick one up, and get loud. All right, we've got a little time to talk about the office microwaves. At WJFK, back in the day, the foulest thing you would ever see. You had shift work. You had people working overnights. You had a lot of people.
And disc jockeys.
And they could. And disc jockeys. You could access the microwave in the office without anybody being around, and people were never, and I mean never, burdened with cleaning up after themselves after they'd have their gooey Chef Boyardee crap in there.
It was so dirty that it actually became smaller. Because there was stuff caked on the ceiling of the microwave or the roof of it.
No one cleaned
the walls.
No one cleaned it. And nobody. And by the way, that ship sails as soon as the first pig decides to cook something and leave it. And then it's done because no one else is going to clean up after somebody because it's gross.
You barely clean up after yourself. And when someone else brings in last night's spaghetti.
But the thing about it is it didn't prevent people from bringing in stuff. That's the grossest thing about it. It's nasty.
They talk about how you can clean a microwave every morning. I saw this on a local news station. They did. It's odd because it wasn't done in a scary way. It was more lighthearted, but they could definitely turn this into a scary story. You could scrub your microwave clean in an average office setting in the morning, scrub it clean, and by 2 o'clock that afternoon, it's filled with bacteria.
Yeah.
So think about the stuff that never gets cleaned. And what their recommendation was so stupid, they said, when you're reheating your lunch, put a paper towel over it. That'll keep it from popping and making a larger mess and keep bacteria from getting in.
Well, it's true. I mean, you put a cover on it.
Don't think a paper towel is going to stop bacteria from getting in, do you?
Not necessarily. Well, I think the bottom line is let's use an example. You said yesterday's spaghetti.
Right.
You bring it in there. You put it in a bowl. You just throw it in there. It's going to hiss, pop, and
pop.
It's going to spray all over. Put a paper towel on it. That's eliminated. So that is you're minimizing the muck that's going to get in there. I don't know.
Right, and future issues.
Yeah, true enough, How clean is your home microwave?
It depends on the little guy and what he's been making. He has recently received a very expensive gift for his straight A's. And the expensive gift was called, I don't know, Josh, if you've ever heard of this, the kids seem to like it, you know, these 11-year-olds. By the way, you're a parent of a newborn. You want to know when the ka-ching kicks in?
Right.
Check the box 11.
Yeah,
that's when things become absurdly expensive.
It's when suddenly the kids are acting like teenagers.
It's nuts. It's
you
the
can
ninja.
Spoil them.
It's the ninja creamy. That's what he wanted, and he got it. And the ninja creamy is an ice cream maker.
Okay.
Filled with ice cream you can eat.
No, I've seen it. It's a little guy.
Okay.
Like,
but I will tell you the products coming out of it. It's a solid product, but they're, you know, the kitchen mess. I'm almost ready to prohibit him from even entering the kitchen because it's insane every
Train
time he goes
now.
In there. So if he's doing a microwave deal, that'll result in it. But by and large, we keep a very clean microwave. I don't use the microwave, so I don't
I try
know much
to avoid
about it.
We
I,
have
go ahead,
we have
Josh.
A cover. We have a big plastic cover inside our microwave. So like if you put a soup bowl or something in there, this cover goes over it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like some type of like IKEA purchase. It's like
is it round?
It's round. It's like an upside down bowl that's got some little vent holes in it.
Oh, very
cool.
And it
says Chick-fil-A on the side.
It was a promotion. Chick-fil-A raisins, carrot and raisins.
5 years. Congratulations. Here's your microwave lid. I don't think you can find any like scraps of food like stuck to the ceiling. We keep it pretty clean, but what makes me like clean it out is if there's an appreciable smell, like you open it and it smells like spaghetti because someone has just cooked spaghetti in it, then I think it needs a wipe down. And also, I think people ignore the
Are you the one that does
plate.
It?
What, cleans?
Cleans the microwave.
Of course. I'm a
does
wonderful
your wife,
wife
ever clean the microwave?
I don't even know where she is.
Has your wife ever cleaned the microwave?
My guess would be twice.
Twice in how many years?
Oh, Mike, we're going on a lovely 29th anniversary in October.
Do you do all the cleaning in your kitchen?
No. Well, in the kitchen, pretty much, yeah. It's my kitchen. You know, I do the cooking as a rule, and I like my kitchen clean.
Okay. And where does she clean?
Everywhere else.
Okay.
Like, for example, I don't dust. I hate to dust. She'll dust. She'll vacuum. She'll do bathrooms. We'll each do bathrooms. But cooking in the kitchen is mine. But
she do more bathrooms than you do bathrooms?
We have a deal.
What's that?
She cleans them. and I make them need to be cleaned.
Oh, that's disgusting.
There's the little tip in again.
You got to split the
That
effort.
One worked, though, for me. Yeah. That one landed.
Here's, really here's my little microwave cover.
Let's
see. That's great. And it's transparent. And, so you can see your food.
Yeah, and I recommend it because it's 99 cents.
Oh, wow. Is that a Temu? Is that a Chinese product?
No, Chinese!
It is IKEA.
IKEA? Oh, Swiss. Oh, wow. Do you have an IKEA near where you live?
Jacksonville. So
oh,
like
really?
30, 40 minutes.
Did you buy it at the location or you get it online?
I don't know where it came from.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think the previous owners of the house had it.
No, I think it came with the wife. I don't know before or after me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's Marion products. Yeah. That's what it is.
Did you get anything good when you married? I got a cat.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3.
I got a son.
Yeah, the third one I got my greatest reward, and he might still be snoozing.
Yeah, but he didn't predate the marriage, Mike. He was not conceived in sin.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm talking about things that came with the marriage.
Just a whole lot of hassle.
Well, cover your microwave, and you won't have, or your food, you won't have that.
I like that product. I won't be running out to get it. Not like some of the things that are shown to me on this show where I'll immediately acquire it, but it's certainly fascinating. I'm still working on replacing my dual dog walker. That was a terrible Chinese product that broke
very
quickly.
What Chinese product was that?
It was a dog walker that has a round disc where the two leashes come out and flips around so that they never cross.
Except
so
they
you
do.
Can take your no. Except as soon as I gave Stubby a tug when another dog was coming down the street, it was snap-a-rooney.
Oh,
end
God.
Of story. Thank
sad.
You very much, Timu Suckmu.
I like Dog Walker. He's a good announcer.
Dog Walker. This is Dog Walker. God damn it.
That's silly. Stop right, that. Hey, this just in.
Yeah.
Dirk Vastrick has the same microwave cover.
That's exciting. That's
Isn't
very,
it?
Very exciting. Yes.
You walk among giants, Josh.
That's wonderful. He's out on the way to buy white roses for my wife right now.
And then, Mike, microwave them that you can eat.
Yep. They're delicious. If you put it No, I'm not going to say that. We'll kill somebody. Somebody will be dumb enough. Put it in the microwave and eat it. It won't kill you. Go ahead.
No, you don't eat roses.
All right. Silly. So anyway, office microwave. Is there a solution to the office microwave problem that you
Clean it, you filthy
found?
Bastards.
That's it. Clean it. Just clean it. It will never happen. It'll
no,
never,
it
never.
Won't.
It would happen in a legal office. It would happen where people had to work to get
office,
their degrees. That's
someone would clean it for you.
That's exactly right. Have somebody come in there. Hi, Ben. we'll take a break and we will come back with a beautiful video.
I'll
right
clean
here.
It for you.
Yes, show. Hey, folks, I've got a piece of advice for you.
Please.
Look deep into your heart. Deeper. Okay. Do you have any, like, look deep into your heart music? You know, sometimes I like
could.
To. Sometimes I really like to really, you know. Like to. No, it's not what
that's
I
wrong.
Deep.
Yeah, wrong deep.
Okay, sorry.
Some music
or wrong heart.
Look deep into your heart. How about no sound at all?
Okay, give it a try.
Maybe I'll just do it with the reverb.
Okay.
Let me do my own thing.
Okay, Josh. This is we're going to record
Hello.
This.
Hello.
Oh, I like that.
Breathe deep.
Oh yeah.
No. Look deep into your heart. Deeper. Welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, it's a King toy. Moonracer.
Oh, what happened?
King Moonracer
bad
has
cable.
Has a bad cable.
It's too much reverb. That's
Never
better.
Too much. Never too much.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Well, it.
Now it's an echo. Yeah.
If you think it's too much, you haven't heard Rob Radio.
Oh, does Rob put it on there?
There's so much.
Yeah. I love it.
Isn't it time for you to join the TMOS bonus show family? Huh? Isn't it? Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
We are continuing to minimize. I'm sorry, Max.
That's not working. Bonus show subscriptions. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. You see. Do you put that in the copy on purpose? Because, you know, I'll say it like that.
Mike, it's one of my great joys in life.
We are continuing to maximize the bonus show experience because better access means more fun. We're giving you more because you deserve more, like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras. These episodes are so much fun, and they are only available to Bonus Show subscribers. Great extra content that you will love. Plus, every Bonus Show team member gets first dibs on exciting TMOS offers. There will be one tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And you will get instant access to the exclusive TMOS supporters Facebook page. And for the first time ever, the Bonus Show is now available, finally, in the TMOS store.
Yay!
Now you can buy a Bonus Show when you get your loud cup, your shirt. You can do it all in one easy location. Just visit MikeOMaraShow.com. I want to say thank you to how many of you, and it has been a response that we are gratified by, are jumping on board and subscribing to our bonus content. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS Bonus Show family. We are generating more and more content every week. Remember, your bonus subscription is not just your source for an extra uncensored show every week and the TMOS extras and all the access we told you about. It's much more than that. It's the way we can continue to provide the free episodes all week long. So join us, won't you? Be a helper. For any issues or assistance, contact that guy at the bottom of your screen. His name is Josh. He used to work at Chick-fil-A. Or email support at MikeOMaraShow.com for additional details. Visit the Bonus Show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming soon, limited edition Mike O'Mara reusable NyQuil cups. Made of the finest crystal. You'll love getting the flu when Mike sends his cup to you. That rhymed, everybody. All right, play the thing for the
Lobo. Beautiful.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
And commercial free.
Yay.
Trouble in Chicago, Mike. The second city. The city with big shoulders.
Okay.
It's a beaver.
But it's a beaver.
Mike, it's a big beaver. And they need to name it because it's become sort of a hero on social media. So what would you name this big beaver?
In today's handoff
Not
to
her.
Erica and Chris, there is a new celebrity making waves in Chicago. She is the talk of Chicago's South and Southwest sides. And we'd like to make the introduction. Here she is. The environmental nonprofit group Urban Rivers spotted this gal. And we're using their words. They're calling her a, quote, remarkably rotund beaver who is likely pregnant. The River Queen's been seen near the docks of the Chicago River in Pilsen, Bridgeport, and the McKinley Park neighborhoods, often with her presumed mate and litter. And even as a mom-to-be, she's pretty big for a beaver.
You know, I don't look at a lot of beaver anymore, yeah, now that I'm 65.
Sure.
But I will tell you that it's really a rodent, isn't it? It's essentially
it's
a rodent, right?
Yeah. Possums, all that stuff should be
it's
dead.
Ugly. It's an ugly creature. It's
especially,
really an ugly creature.
Especially, Mike, if a beaver is a Chicago beaver, he says, hey, I got to get over there and build my dam.
Mike Ditka can change the weather with his mood. That's the way.
No, beaver, you know, I think beavers have gotten a free pass and been portrayed for decades as cuddly and cute when they're just big buck-tooth rodents.
And very greasy meat to eat, I understand.
Well, we have a freezer full of it here at the house.
Well, you should not. Mike, with your weight loss, you really shouldn't be eating beaver.
Oh, it's loads of protein. Fantastic. Yeah, beaver protein.
But the grease.
I recommend eating beaver.
You do?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's move on. Last
Mike,
word for
this is kind of cool.
Yes.
This is from, and you know what? It's my own fault. It's another Super Bowl thing, but this is a neat clip. We saw that magnificent halftime show, and the music just filled, Kendrick's music just filled the stadium. But what did it sound like in the stadium? This is someone on the field with their iPhone filming a part of the halftime show. And what's cool about this, they obviously all have in-ear monitors. So there's like no music being heard in the stadium. It's all piped in after the fact. But watch this. This is wacky to watch.
Stadium really sounded like during, not like us.
There's Williams doing her crip walk, but I mean, there was no music in the stadium when they were doing that. How wild
there was
is
in
it?
The stadium. It's just harder to hear on the field because every time they played music, it would distract the players because all the speakers are aimed at the crowd or the audience, as you would call it.
But still, it was pretty cool to see them like doing their thing with no music audible because they obviously had to have in-ear monitors because they're down on the field. They couldn't hear the music.
I don't know.
Is it because I did a sports story?
I don't know.
Does it open up a larger
know.
One?
I don't know.
Oh, I think one of the favorite stories I have ever told on this show is when I figured out that my parents conceived me out of wedlock. And it was simple math that did it.
If that doesn't tell you what this show's about, that we are, that the cupboard is bare when it comes to our personal stories. We lay it all out there, ladies and gentlemen.
But it is, it's great. I can tell you, I was in a radio station in a production room, and I started thinking about how far August was from March. And no matter how I did it, it wasn't 9 months. So that's when I called my parents, and I was like in my 20s when I figured it out. Here's a little kid.
Because you've always been curious.
Very curious. Mike, this is a little kid who finally did the math with his mom, and his reaction is funny.
Yeah, we are 17 years apart.
Why do you say that?
What? Wait, but how?
What do you mean, how?
How?
What do you mean? I had you when I was 17.
Oh, he's a doll. That is a cute kid right there.
And later
that is
on,
so
he
funny.
Asks her, he says, did I keep you from going to college?
Wow. 17. Babies yeah. having babies, ladies and gentlemen.
That's too
not
young.
Cool.
Wait till you're at least you can smoke.
Absolutely.
This is a lady who got accused of throwing a brick, and her demeanor with the police maybe suggests she might be lying.
What's going on? You're the one banging on here?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with my ex-husband.
Were you banging on the doors all along?
I banged on the door because he won't let me in.
You live here or no?
Yes.
Or you used to?
Why is her face in the window?
Here. Don't know.
Did you launch anything in there?
No.
And now here's the video of her throwing the brick.
Picks it up. Taking a picture while she's doing it.
I think she's...
She's videoing.
I think yeah. she's...
I smell a rat about the whole thing. I think the whole thing is staged.
Do you? I think she's just...
She might be a little...
And I love the fact that it has the police crest on the video.
Oh, yeah,
that's what makes me think it's real.
It's a Florida one. Yeah. It said Lee County.
Of course it is.
It's Lee County.
So I think it's
next
real.
Door. That's fantastic. It doesn't beat the guy on the lawnmower hitting the mailbox
no,
post.
No,
though.
That yeah. was a red hot number not. One.
That was the most clicked video in our newsletter this past week.
It doesn't
Everyone wanted
me
to see it.
One little bit. Absolutely.
Mike, nice try, Satan. And I think you mentioned Timu earlier. And I think Timu is fun the way like Candy Crush is fun. You have nothing to do on your phone and you skim Timu and you see what you can buy for $2.99.
Right.
Well, this guy bought a kid's toy from China that helps you identify shapes. Timu did not sweat the details.
Hey, y'all, Timu strikes again. This on his face looks like a completely normal puzzle, right? All right, we got a... Teepazoid. Yep. We got heart shaping. And we've got, to top it all off, pentagram.
Timu's
heart shaping is my favorite. Heart shaping.
Oh, I like trapezoid or whatever it was for the trapezoid.
Wow.
I like that.
That's right. Yeah, Teepazoid. We're laughing. We're going to laugh all the way until they hit the shores. And, you know, we're all running around with red stars on our little caps.
Mike,
that's what it's going to be.
You can dread that. I look forward to an era of America wearing $3 shoes.
Exciting. Exciting, Timu. We got to take a powder. Tomorrow, not only do we have a bonus show for you, but we will have a special advanced notice of a wonderful new enterprise for TMOS that we are very, very excited about. Because you're a bonus show subscriber, you're going to get it first.
First, get access to it first, too.
And we're very excited about that. It's good. Yeah, it's going to be microwave covers. That's what we're going to do for Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire. Happy Halloween.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.